And now, the best of Pete Price. The best of Pete Price on Radio City 96.7.
Right now, I was hoping this was going to happen. We have Jennifer Ellison and her partner Dan. Hello, Jen.
Hiya, Pete. You all right?
Well, I'm sorry. Who stole the show tonight? Baby Bobby. Baby Bobby.
Baby Bobby stole the show.
It was fantastic to see the audience shots. And there's Rob holding Bobby. And it was just phenomenal, that.
Oh, do you know what? Now it's over and it's done. It was fantastic. It was lovely.
Tell me how you feel.
Do you know what? It's just a roller coaster of emotion, because there's the nerves, the intensity. You know, then you perform, and then there's the release of emotion after you perform, but then you get your judges' marks, and you know, and then you lose a friend, or you have in the skate off, and then it's just awful. Mm. My mum just said to me, "I love you. I've had a lovely time, but I won't be coming again." She said, "I'm going to watch it at home with the baby." She said, "We're going to have a dance and a nice party."
Yeah.
She said, "We're going to watch it from the living room," because she's been mortified.
But you've been mortified this week, haven't you, because of Dan, and what an incredibly talented man, and come back from such a severe injury.
I know. Well, you know, if he was a footballer, I'd out. Your mum's grabbing away in the background.
Shut up, Mum!
He said, shut up. If he was a footballer, he'd be out for 6 weeks.
Yep. I thought he was incredible. I mean, when they showed the treatment and you saw the pain he was going through. What a love, Jen. I mean, and when you fell, don't you fall? I mean, I've done a little bit of ice skating, not professionally, just messing about. But when you fall, it really hurts.
It really does take the wind out, yeah.
So talk us through it. Were you ever sort of thinking, "Oh, I don't want to do that," or did you just take it as one of your challenges?
No, do you know what? Everyone expects me to be good at it because of dancing, and it's been the biggest hindrance, to be honest, because of your weight. With dance, everything's straight legs, straight knees, and pointed toes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you do that on the ice, you fall over, as you saw tonight, and you have quite bad fall because you just hit your toe picks.
Yeah.
So it's everything's bent knees and flat feet, and it's like the ultimate sin. So that's like retraining my brain of everything that I've ever known. And trying to
Jen, your skill as a dancer, as an actress, gives you, I mean, the lines you had when you were skating, when he turned you upside down, when you went to, you know, that's the most important thing. When you had that terrible accident at the Empire, you finished the show that night. You were in absolute agony, but you finished the show. So you are the ultimate professional. You were, when I saw you in London in the West End, you always have been. That's your big skill.
Mm. Oh, God, thanks for the plug.
Yeah.
No, it is a ballet training, and people can't go ballet, but ballet is such a discipline, and it's so difficult. So to have all those years of training, it never ever leaves you. You know, I think ballet is the foundation of like any dance. You've got your ballet training and you can do anything, apart from ice skate.
Jen, do you have any fear on the ice?
That's my main hurdle. Because I've got my skating really good now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I have got the lines and stuff like that, but the fear on my mum, I'm just absolutely terrified of hurting myself. You know, when I used to be a little daredevil and nothing used to scare me, but now I've got Bobby, I'm thinking, you know, because some of the falls are really serious, like really, really bad falls. And I just think, you know, at the end of the day, it is just a TV show. You've got to look after yourself.
How much training have you had skating? Forget all the dancing, the skating.
Skating-wise, well, the thing with me, I'm a bit behind everybody else because I was on tour with Calendar Girls for the first 8 weeks. So Dan came on tour with Calendar Girls. And kind of, you know, he kind of like went to all the different rinks with me. So each week it was a different rink, different venue.
Yeah.
And we just kind of, we had to just grab it. It was a different coach each week, and it was a nightmare at first. But now we're in one place, we're settled, and hopefully we'll go from strength to strength if we stay in.
There's a lovely magic
thing as well. You know, we didn't get the higher judges' marks, is it tonight? We really need people's votes. That's, you know, that's what kept us in tonight. And the public out there, I just thank you so much to any, and I really mean this from the bottom of my heart, because when you're in this situation, you don't realise how much it means to you. So thank you to anybody who picked up the phone. It's a lot of money, and I really, really, really appreciate it. So thank you.
You've got quite a magical relationship with Dan, haven't you, already? It really comes over, and it's so important when you work together closely, doesn't it?
Definitely, you know, and that's what that'll only grow stronger and stronger as the weeks go by. So, you know, we'll kind of build on that. Now we've got that as a foundation in week one. Hopefully, if we stay in, we'll just go from strength to strength, and our relationship will grow as well.
Who do you reckon's your biggest threat?
Oh, everybody, everybody who can skate, because, you know, all the boys have got to feel us. You know, Matt was fantastic, Georgie was fantastic, but like Chico, Sebastian tonight, they just feel us on the ice. And I've got to lose my fear a little bit. That's what I've got to do.
But you didn't look as if you had any fear tonight, Chuck.
Really?
No, honestly.
I can't wait to watch you back.
Can we talk to Dan? Is he with
you? Of course you can. Here he is. This is my gorgeous partner, everybody, the lovely Dan Whiston.
Hiya, you're
all right. Hello, Dan, I'm Pete Price. I've got to say, I can't believe, as Jen said, footballers would have been out for 6 weeks. I saw your injury. I saw the way you dealt with it. Of course, it was on camera and you put a brave face on, but you must have gone to hell and back with that, Dan.
I tell you what, it's probably been the most stressful week of my life. You know, I love what I do. I love my job. I love the show and meeting Jen, and Jen's worked so hard. And when that happened, you know, that threat of it being taken away from you at that moment,
yeah,
it kind of made us both really appreciate us just being in the show. You know, the judges' marks aside and the voting aside, the fact that we actually got on the ice tonight and we performed was amazing. And then the public vote, they all backed, everyone picked up the phone and voted for us. It was a really special moment tonight. And I think it makes you realise, you know, that no one, even pros, there's going to be injuries. And it's a tough run, kind of made us appreciate where we are and how well Jen's done tonight.
Dan, people don't realise what it's like when you fall on the ice. It's really hard, isn't it?
It's not soft stuff, that.
I've got to tell you, Dan, what you're dealing with Jenny Ellison. I did pantomime with her in the most incredible show with Cilla Black, which broke all box office records. But the reason I'm telling you this is Jen was the perfect Cinderella.
Aww.
She ran off stage in one of her dance routines and a stagehand was kneeling down, tying his shoelace. She fell over him and she ruptured two ribs, finished up with pneumonia. But she went on in the most excruciating pain, but finished the show incredibly professional. That's what you're dealing with.
You know what? That's a really nice story to hear, because that's exactly what I picked up on with her. She's a proper trooper. You know, like, nothing will put her down, and she's a perfectionist. She wants everything right, and she just gives it her all, which I love. You know, you don't come into a competition like Dance on Ice just taking it quite lightly. It's an amazing experience. You've got to give it your all, and that's what Jen's doing. I'm really pleased I've got Jen. She's a winner.
Who do you think's your biggest threat?
You are, sorry.
Who's your biggest threat, would you say?
Do you know what? At this stage tonight, we've watched all last week's we watched. This week, we've obviously performed and watched everyone else. I think the only way we're going to get to know our biggest threat is by week three. When we're all together and we all have the same amount of time to do that routine, I think it'll be an interesting watch.
We're
not on first, she's saying.
Now tell me, what's happening with your career after this?
After this, my career, I don't know, I think watch this space.
Oh, right.
I think watch this space with that. I mean, we've got some exciting things coming up, hopefully. But just at the moment, all guns are blazing for Dance on Ice, and we just want to do the best we can. But, you know, me and Jen have really hit it off, and we're just loving, like, working together. We've got a really good working relationship, and we're good mates. And, you know, her husband's been fantastic, and a little boy, they've welcomed me into the house. Her husband cuts a lovely bit of steak. It's lovely. So I'm having a lovely time.
Right. Well, you look after it, because she's very precious to us.
I will. Don't worry. She's in Cape Town, the famous last words.
All right, Dan, and take care of yourself.
Bye. Thanks, mate. See you soon.
Let's have a word with her again.
All right. I'll put you through to her office.
thanks.
He sounds like a nice fella.
He's gorgeous. I'm so lucky, honestly. Really, really lucky. He's lovely. And a northerner as well.
Yeah. Now tell us about baby Bobby, because he's looking $1 million.
He's so gorgeous. God love him. My mum, he's been a bit, you know, it's just funny, isn't it? Because he's like the little king of our house at home. Mm. And everyone does what he wants. Not, you know, he's chastised and everything. And we've got routines with him, but we don't want anything to kind of just like hurt him or him to feel cold, and like the in between the shows, you'll get to what I mean. Now, in between the shows, you have to go, all the audience have to go and wait outside, and it's like -2, and poor Bobby stood there, and like, it's just not a place for kids. I know it sounds awful, but he's so little, and he's just going to go home and watch it at home from now on, I think, because it's not fair to him.
How does he react to you, for instance, on the ice? Does he understand what's going on?
Do you know what? I was actually really quite shocked tonight because when we were stood in the tunnel, my family were just like the first group of family, and I was waving to them, and he was going, Mum! And I was going, blow a kiss, Bobby, and he was blowing a kiss. And if people who've watched the full show tonight and watched the results, they'd done a shot of me going to Bobby in the audience, and I pick him up and I go, do thumbs up for Mummy, and he goes, oh, that was a big thumbs up. And it was just, he's just so gorgeous, and he's, you know, he's such a lovely little boy. He's so polite, and he says sorry and thank you and excuse me, and they're like the little words that we've taught them, which is great.
I've got to remind you of a wonderful thing, ladies and gentlemen. There she is, a Cinderella, sitting there waiting for the slipper to fit. And they, at that point, every time in pantomime, every night, they had children up on stage, and she goes all broody and looks at Rob, who's sitting in the audience, and he's looking back. And the pantomime's just disappeared off the face of the earth. Tell me you didn't take Bobby to see you in Calendar Girl.
Oh, no, God, no. No children allowed. That's what I mean. It's the first thing that I hit. This is the first thing he's really got to see me in.
Yeah.
So it's lovely.
So what's your message to everybody out there on Merseyside, the north of England?
Just a big thank you for all your support. You know, it really, really does mean a lot. I'm not just saying it. It really means so much. And I'd just like to go around and give everyone here a kiss who voted for me tonight, because it was just such a... It means so much. Because when you're in the thick of it all here, you know, you've been training for weeks and weeks on end. It means everything to you. So, especially with this injury that we've had, it's just such a relief. And thank you so much for the support. It is a lot of money, and I just want to thank everybody. And if I see you and you say you voted for me, I'll give you a big kiss and a big hug.
God, there'd be fellas lining up with the calendar in their hand and all those magazines you've been in. and tell you what, before you go, tell everybody, the ladies in particular out there, what was the secret to losing all that weight? Because you're now back to the way you were. I know you've been to hell and back, but what was the secret?
Do you know what it was? I got a phone call about Dance on Ice, and I said, yeah. And I just thought, right, you've got to get your backside into gear, girl, because there's no way you're going on the ice with those outfits on, because, you know, lycra on the slimmest of people is, you know, not the most flattering. And I just thought, I've got to do something. So I just got in touch with the personal trainer, and I lost the weight. And then we decided, me and the personal trainer, to kind of make the DVD. And, you know, it's our fitness DVD. I'm so proud of it, because for the first time in my life, I've become a role model to women and an inspiration. And I think it's because they've seen the struggle I've had with Bobby, and seeing that, you know, I am a real woman. And I think people dislike me sometimes when I was younger, because, you know, I wasn't really real, and they've seen I put the weight on, they've seen I struggled to lose it. You know, I didn't come out of hospital in my size 6 jeans. And it's for the first time in my life, I'm walking down the street and women are going to me, good on you, girl, well done. And it's like, I get all emotional, I'm thinking, and it's, you know, and I'd never ever thought, out of all the things in my career, that I'd be proud of a DVD, and I am, because it's changing some women's lives. So that to me is just like, I'm constantly getting tweets about, you know, I've lost £7 this week, and oh my God, thank you so much, Jen, and it's lovely.
Great. So, a big thank you to everybody out there. Best of luck, Jen, and keep in touch.
I'm sorry if I've waffled on, but we're on a big high here.
Waffle away, waffle away. See you, Jen.
Thank you so much, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
The best of Pete Price on Radio City 96.7.